Mishnah Beis, a perek Revi'i, the fourth perek of Pirkei Avos, teaches us, Ben Azay Omer, have a rotz l'mitzvah kala, run to do even the smallest mitzvah, uberech min avera, and flee from doing any averis, shemitzvah gereris mitzvah, by doing one mitzvah it causes you to do another mitzvah, v'avera gereris avera, but unfortunately by doing one avera it causes you to do another avera, Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward for doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah. The schar avera, avera, and the reward for doing averus, unfortunately, is an avera. The Noi de Behuda explains what is pshat, mitzvah, gereris, mitzvah, by avera, gereris, avera. He says, people who are in the habit of acting inappropriately, so once they do one Avera and another Avera, it becomes a second nature to them. Particularly because not only does it become their nature to do these Averas, they begin to associate with people who do Averas. And that's pshat, Avera Guerreras Avera. If you put yourself into a place where you do averus, you put yourself into a place where you associate with people that do an avera, you will most likely do averus. Tzaddikim is just the opposite. Tzaddikim spend their time doing mitzvahs, and not only do they spend their time doing mitzvahs, they associate with people who do mitzvahs. And he says, very interesting, it says we find that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin on the Beis, teaches us, Gimel Sefarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opens up three Sefarim in heaven. Echad Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim, Vechad Shal Beinoinim. So he asked the question, why do the Rishoyim get the opportunity that they are the first ones to be examined and written down on Rosh Hashanah? So he explains, because as we just said, the Rishayim are constantly doing Averis. So every moment that we delay Kaviyachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delays Kaviyachal in dealing with this Rasha, he's going to do another Avera that will have to give Din V'Cheshbon on. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to quickly judge him before he could do more Averis. And he explains further, why indeed Avera Guerreras Avera? So he says the Yetzer Hara is extremely tricky. And as soon as somebody does an Avera once, so he tells the person, you have already separated yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Kedusha. As the Pasuk says, Nefesh HaChatas HiTomus. So if you're already a lost cause, so to speak, you might as well joy this world. And that's Pshat Avera Guerreras Avera. By doing the Avera, you open yourself up that the Yetzer Hara should be able to have that kind of influence on you. Another Pshat, he says, that what happens when a person does an Avera is that, and he gets away with it, so to speak, he becomes arrogant. He becomes a Baal Gaiva. And as we know, breaking the Midah of Gaiva is very, very difficult. And therefore, Avera Guerreras Avera. Moreover, he explains, when there's a person who's a good person, and the Yetzer Hara wants to convince him to do Avera. So what the Yetzer Hara tells him is, do Averis and live a life of Avera, but after, and then I'll let you do tshuva. But what happens is, once a person, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, becomes accustomed to doing Averis, it becomes very hard for him to distance himself and separate himself from doing aveiros. The Gemara Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph, teaches us: Im Yetzahara Amal Aleichate. If the Yetzahara tells you, don't go do aveiros, VaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichelcha, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, Al Tamin, don't believe him. Shenema Al Taminu Bira. Why Taka? Don't we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed Moichel people when they do aveiros? The answer is, once a person becomes so entrenched in doing aveiros, it becomes very difficult for him to separate from that way. The Tana also teaches us, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. What's Pshat? So the Noda Behuda explains, when a person does a mitzvah, he becomes more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't necessarily have the ability to see that, but that is what happens. Schar mitzvah. You know what happens when you do a mitzvah? Mitzvah. You are creating a situation where you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to explain, living a life that knows that you know that you are becoming connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the biggest schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you. And going back, unfortunately, schar avera avera, when a person does averas, he distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest punishment that unfortunately a person could have. The main schar that a person is zoicha by doing mitzvahs is that he develops a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Baruch Shomar asks, our Mishnah teaches us, Havirotz l'mitzvah kala, run to do a mitzvah. So from our Mishnah it seems that why should one run to do a mitzvah? Because that's the right way to do the mitzvah. It doesn't seem that our Mishnah's opinion is that the running to do the mitzvah in itself is a mitzvah. But he asks, the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis says, La'olam yoretz adam l'dvar mitzvah. So from there we see that the actual running to do a mitzvah is in itself a mitzvah, not just because it helps you fulfill a mitzvah. So he goes into a discussion. Our Mishnah speaks about mitzvah kala. What's the definition of a mitzvah kala? So he first wants to explain that a mitzvah kala is a mitzvah that you don't really have to fulfill. A mitzvah kala is a mitzvah that sometimes you'll have the opportunity to fulfill, but you can live a whole life, a long life, without ever fulfilling that mitzvah. And he gives some examples. One example is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, sending the Shalach to Shalach HaSa'en V'Asabonim Tikach Loch. You could live a whole life, he says, where you'll never encounter a nest with eggs and a mother. There's a mitzvah of building a fence around the roof of your home. You could live a whole life where you don't own a home, or even if you own a home, maybe it's not a flat roof, maybe it's not a roof that's accessible, and you'll never need to fulfill the mitzvah of Makkah. So it teaches us the Tana, that even though you can live a life perfectly without ever encountering these mitzvahs and needing to fulfill these mitzvahs, still try to fulfill those mitzvahs. Why? If I don't have a house, and I don't have a nest, so why should I have to fulfill the mitzvah? Because not the mitzvah itself is what we're looking always for. We're looking for you to live a life that you constantly are running to do mitzvahs. It changes your entire life. And he brings another raya, that the definition of a mitzvah kala is a mitzvah that you could live an entire life and never fulfill. He quotes the famous Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara calls the mitzvah of Sukkah a mitzvah kala. And the Gemara itself says, why is the mitzvah Sukkah a mitzvah kala? Mnesh ain't by chasaron kis. Doesn't cost any money. Very hard Gemara to understand. It doesn't cost money to build a sukkah, the walls, the schach, the preparation. The answer is, because the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us that all of Klal Yisrael could technically fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah just with one sukkah. And people will all sit in the same sukkah one after the other. Even though they didn't build it, they don't own it. So we see that it's a mitzvah that I never have to do anything. That's the definition of a mitzvah kala. However, he also then says that maybe the definition of kalas and chamuris is not necessarily the way he just explained it, nor is it necessarily based on an explanation of based on the punishment for doing certain averis or the schar, the reward for doing such certain mitzvahs. He wants to suggest that kala and chamura are based on what people think. Sometimes the mitzvahs that people think are not so important. Certain times the people that think that, and they really may be very important, or vice versa. Therefore, don't judge and don't base your behavior, teaches us the Tanna, says the Baruch Shomar, on the way people tell you to live. You should go after every mitzvah. The Sefer Maisa Ovis first says one pshat in this Mishnah that says have a rotz l'mitzvah kala. He says sometimes you have a mitzvah that's very easy to fulfill. It's right in your grasp to fulfill. And therefore you take the attitude, this mitzvah I'll certainly be able to fulfill, it's no big deal. And therefore you don't really show great effort or energy to fulfill the mitzvah. Teaches us the Tanna. If you will take such an attitude, that this mitzvah I'll certainly be able to fulfill, and you don't put in your effort and your time to fulfill the mitzvah, then you won't fulfill the mitzvah. The Yetzer Hara will keep on coming up with tactics how ultimately you will not fulfill the mitzvah. And that's what the Tanna is teaching us. You have a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kala. For sure I fulfill it. It's easy to fulfill. Tells us the Tanna, do it. Don't delay. And the same thing of Bereich min Aveira. Sometimes you have an Aveira, which is a very serious sin. And certainly any God-fearing Jew will never violate such a serious Aveira. And therefore you put your guard down and you don't really think about fulfilling or worrying about doing that Aveira. Rashi in Parashas Ekev says, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, Averish Adam Dosh Ba'akovav. Sometimes you have Averis that are so easy to watch from, but if you don't watch, you end up being over that Aveira. But he goes into a interesting discussion with a number of questions. The Tanna, as we read at the beginning of our Shir Ben Azai, says, have rotz l'mitzvah kala. One should run to do a mitzvah kala. But why doesn't the Tanna say? He says, a bereich min aveira. Why doesn't it say, bereich min aveira, run away from doing an aveira? Even the aveira kala, even the simple sin. He just says, bereich min aveira. Moreover, it seems that there's a real redundancy in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, mitzvah gereris mitzvah, aveira gereris aveira, and then the Mishnah repeats itself again, sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah v'schar aveira, aveira. What's pshat, furthermore, he asks, that shchar mitzvah mitzvah? Isn't the definition of a mitzvah that I choose to do the mitzvah? So what's pshat shchar mitzvah mitzvah? That if I do a mitzvah, I'll get to do another mitzvah. Every mitzvah I do because I choose to do it. So how could be the fulfillment of another mitzvah be the shchar for the first mitzvah? And moreover, we know, the Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin, schar mitzvah b'hayah al malecha. There is no schar for mitzvahs in this world. So the question is, why over here does our Mishnah speak about schar mitzvah mitzvah? And lastly, if indeed the Tana is saying that we have this never-ending cycle of schar mitzvah mitzvah and schar aveira aveira, so then if a person does one mitzvah, he'll be on the right path and never end up doing any aveiros. And chas v'shalom, a person is on the path of doing aveiros, schar aveira aveira, he will remain on that path indefinitely and constantly do aveiros. So he goes into an explanation. He says, in answer to our first question, his first question, why doesn't the Tanna say Aveira Kala? He says, because there is no such a thing as an Aveira Kala. An Aveira represents doing contrary to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Yes, there may be different repercussions for an Aveira. As we know, there are different punishments for different Aveiras. But that doesn't change the reality that every Aveira represents that this person did something that Hashem said you shouldn't do. And there can't be a concept of Aveira Kala. By mitzvah, there is a concept of mitzvah Kala. Why? He says, because as the Gemara in a number of places discusses, let's say a person has the opportunity to do two mitzvahs. And now he has to decide which mitzvah to do. So that's when you start making decisions. But now Benazai tells you, not only are you supposed to do mitzvahs when the opportunity comes in front of you to do the mitzvah, but what a person is supposed to do and then start deciding which mitzvah should I do when different opportunities arise simultaneously. But rather, a person has to spend his life trying to do mitzvahs. He has to look for opportunities to do mitzvahs. Why? Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. If somebody will spend his life trying to fulfill mitzvahs, that will create a lifetime opportunity of doing mitzvahs. And that's what he says is pshat in a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk in Yecheskel describes the malachim. And the pasuk says, v'chayus rotzu v'shoyev k'mara habozak. The chayus, the malachim in Shemayim, as best as we could understand this, go back and forth quickly, like lightning. So the question is, we are human beings. We, as we've already discussed in this very shiur, sometimes don't do mitzvahs. Sometimes if we need to know that we're not going to do a mitzvah, we're going to lose an opportunity. Malachim are not going anywhere. So why do they have to run to do the mitzvah? Aren't they going to certainly fulfill it? Teaches us Yecheskel that malachim don't have any yetzahara. Malachim are certainly going to fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not enough to fulfill a mitzvah. It's how you do the mitzvah. Teaches us the chayos, the malachim are certainly doing the rotzon Hashem. Do it rotzon v'shav. Run to do a mitzvah. And that's what the Tanna ben Azai is teaching us. If a person shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's rotz le mitzvah, he wants to find opportunities to do mitzvah, Gereris Mitzvah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how precious mitzvahs are to you, as we say every day, Ritzon Yirei of Yasa, gives us HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to do more mitzvahs. And the same, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfortunately sees that a person doesn't stay away from opportunities to do Averis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give him the Shmira that he shouldn't fall into the hands of Averis. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah. If Hashem sees that you spend your life trying to do mitzvahs, He will create a climate for you to do more mitzvahs. And unfortunately, the other way around, Vavera, if Hashem sees that you don't try to avoid doing Averis, then Gereris Avera, you will be put into a climate where you will be doing more Averis. Then Ben Azai continues to teach us. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. That indeed, as the Gemara, as we said in Mekdesh Gedushin, Daf Lama Tesama Beis, teaches us, Schar mitzvah, Bahai al Maleka. But schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the schar of doing mitzvahs is in Olam Haba. And the schar for doing Averis is going to be also after one lives. However, the Tana is teaching us the schar mitzvah, that when you will get schar in the Olam Haba, you won't just get schar for the mitzvahs that you fulfilled in this world. You know what you're going to get schar in the Olam Haba for? For the mitzvah. For your showing how precious mitzvahs are to you. And the other way around as well. In the Olam Haba, when will a person get einish for his averis? Schar avera, what will be the punishment? Not just for the averis, rachman l'tzlon, that a person was over. But he's going to get a punishment for the avera, that he put himself into a environment and to a climate and to a lifestyle of Avera. And I saw from Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky that he asks the question that he says, Pshat, that the schus that a person has to do a mitzvah, that is the person's greatest reward. A person's greatest pleasure should be is that he's able to live a life of mitzvahs. So he says that schar is not a schar for Olam Haba. That's a schar for this world. He says every day we say, Yirotzoin l'fanecho, Shenishma chukecha ba'olam hazeh, V'niske, v'nichye, v'nira, v'nira sh'toyva v'rocha, y'lushnei y'mois ha-mashiach, la'chaylam ahaba. So he says, we don't only daven for Olam Haba. We don't only say that when we fulfill mitzvahs, we will have Olam Haba. We say, she'nishmer chukecha b'olam hazeh. A person who lives a life of mitzvah has a life of Olam Hazeh. His Olam Hazeh is a Geshmak Olam Hazeh. It's a different Olam Hazeh. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis says, V'tosim Chalkeinu B'olam B'gan Eden. We davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tanoim, they davened, and one of the tefillos was that we should have a share of Gan Eden. So he asks, of course, everybody who does mitzvahs is going to have Gan Eden. What does one have to? Are we worried? Are we accusing Chas v'Shalom Hashem that He won't give us the reward that we deserve? What he's saying, so he says, no. What they were davening was that we should have Gan Eden b'olam hazeh. In this world, we should have Gan Eden. And that's he says pshat in the pasuk, lahavas Hashem lakechem, lalechas b'chol drachov uladof gabay. He says, if a person lives his life of lahavis Hashem alakechem, lalechas bedrochov Ladafka Boy, then you will have Ladafka Boy not only in the Olam Haba, but even in this world. L'cho Hashem Chesed, says Dovr HaMelech in Tehillim, Perek Samach Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. L'cho Hashem Chesed Tekat T'shalom Lishkem Aseyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Chesed. You know what the Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us? Is that not only will we have reward in the Olam HaEmes, but we're going to have reward in this world. And that's a chesed of Hashem. Because indeed, as we've been discussing in this entire shiur, the reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schar Mitzvah Hayah Al Malecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could wait to give the schar until we arrive in the Olam HaEmes. L'cho Hashem chesed, you know what Hashem's chesed to us is? Kiyata Tisham Lishkem Aseyu, even in this world, we get reward. And that's perhaps the pshat that we need to understand this Mishnah. Because as we said a few moments ago, the obvious question of learning this Mishnah is that there's redundancy. Mitzvah gereris, mitzvah avera gereris avera, schar mitzvah schar avera avera. Why isn't that a redundancy? The answer, according to Rav Dushinsky Zatzal, is very obvious. Schar mitzvah schar avera avera, and mitzvah gereris mitzvah avera gereris avera, one is talking about Olam Hazeh, and one is talking about Olam Haba. Of course, a person who does mitzvahs will get Olam Haba. And of course, the opposite of Rachman Slon, somebody does an Aveira. But tells us the Tanim more than that. Not only will there be a difference in the Olam Haba, but there will be a difference in the Olam Hazeh. The person who does mitzvahs has a different Olam Hazeh. He's Zoicha to an Olam Hazeh, which is a partial Olam Haba.